Welcome to the debut episode of the New York Times Gamescast. My name is Larry Kessler, and I'm your host. Why should you care about what I have to say about New York Times games? Well, all the way back in 1998, when I was a junior in high school, I fell head over heels with the crossword puzzle. We had to get a subscription to the newspaper, and I looked forward every day to opening up the arts section and seeing the grid there and solving it. You know, over time, started with Monday, of course, being the easiest, and worked my way up to working on the Friday and Saturdays, which took a while to get good at. But now in 2026, I'm pretty darn close to being an expert, I would say, at solving the crossword. I do it every day, and along with the rest of the games in the Times app, at least the word games. I haven't quite started Pips yet, but this podcast will take you through the New York Times crossword, Spelling Bee, Wordle, Connections, and Strands for a given week. So with that, let's get to it. So this past Monday's crossword was December 29th, and we're not going to spend too much time on the Monday because it's really easy. I finished it in 3:43, which is, again, pretty darn fast. I don't know that I have too much to say about it, so we are going to go on to the next puzzle for that day, which is Spelling Bee. I got to Queen Bee. Now, a caveat with that. I love Spelling Bee, and I don't look up answers to any of the puzzles that I do. That's crossword. I never look at hints. Spelling Bee, I will not look at hints until I reach Genius. And then after I reach Genius, I am not above checking out Spelling Bee Buddy because I like to enhance my vocabulary and learn words that I didn't previously know. So if you hear me talk about getting to Queen Bee, that most likely took some help. But for Spelling Bee, I will not use help to get to Genius, just so you know. And my goal is Genius every day. I get there most days, some days maybe not. But in any case, so Queen Bee, taking a quick scan through the words of that day, there were multiple pangrams. We had balding, we had blading, we had dabbling. Pretty standard fare otherwise, lots of B words. But this was an overall good puzzle. I enjoyed it, 55 words total. Wordle this past Monday, solved it in 5, and the word was fruit. I started with least, which a while back I had heard was one of the main words that you want to start off your Wordle with, as it uses up, obviously, a couple of vowels and some high-value consonants as well. But yeah, I got to fruit in 5. And then connections for that day. We did 4 groups, no mistakes. Started out, got green first, biological structures, then yellow, then blue, and finished with purple. I know a lot of people try to play it on hard mode and want to get purple first, which always feels good, but I don't have a huge preference when playing connections. I can't say that getting a certain level first makes me feel so much more superior or satisfied than any other. I mostly just enjoy completing it. And then strands for Monday. We completed that puzzle as well with no hints, which is okay. You know, I'm not super opposed to using hints with strands. In fact, if I don't see words right away, a lot of times the theme is a little, you know, vague. I'm not above using hints and strands, but in this case, I didn't need one. I got 4 words. I got the spangram 5th, and then I got the last 2 words with no hints. And so those were Monday's puzzles. Getting back to the crossword on Tuesday, December 3rd, finish this one in 5:11, and again, I'm not going to have too much to say about the early week crosswords. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, even Thursday are typically very easy for me and not all that interesting, in my opinion. I should have more commentary on Friday and Saturdays. Tuesday, Spelling Bee, also hit Queen Bee, again, obviously with Spelling Bee Buddy's help. This was a puzzle where the pangrams were dogpile and dogpile. Other than that, there were a ton of words in this, 62 words, so definitely higher than average. Fun puzzle all around. Wordle that day. Gosh, it took me all the way until the 6th answer to get there, but I got it. Decor. This was one of those where 5th answer could have gone either way. I had decoy there, but it was in fact decor, but got that puzzle. Tuesday, connections. Another 4 groups, no mistake day, so we're happy with that. I started out with blue, then green, yellow, and purple was last again. And strands that day. This was another puzzle with Nope, this one had hints. So, yeah, we started out with a hint, got a word, need another hint, got a word, need another hint, got two words. So this was a bit of a tricky strand. It was 2025 Top 20, and it was hit songs, which, given my love of music, I'm a little surprised it took me as long as it did. Heading to Wednesday, New Year's Eve, crossword puzzle. This one I completed in 5 minutes and 47 seconds and brought my streak up to 918 days. This one, I don't know if I loved. There are some party hats in the grid, some lights, but overall, this was kind of a yawner for me. Spelling Bee Wednesday, also Queen Bee Day. 94 points, though, so quite a bit fewer words than usual, only 28. Only one pangram, factotum. Heading to Wordle for that day, solved it in 4. Started with least again, and the word was siren. This was a relatively straightforward puzzle. Wednesday's connections, December 1st. This was also, I think, 4 with... Did I have any errors? Yeah, I did. Okay, I did have one miss here. But started out with blue, associated with Philadelphia, which was a lot of fun. We were just there a couple weeks ago, visiting my brother for Christmas. Happy New Year's in the mix. Very appropriate for New Year's Eve. Green, place where things disappear. And purple, starting with bodies of water. And strands that day. Got all the words and did need a couple of hints. Okay. Thursday, January 1st, crossword puzzle. Finished that one in 7:14. About average, I'd say, for me for Thursday. This is a rebus puzzle. Not my favorites. I much prefer themeless puzzles more than anything else from the Times, which is why I love Friday and Saturday the most. This one, again, didn't really do a whole heck of a lot for me. Thursday, Spelling Bee. Only got to Genius. Didn't do the Spelling Bee Buddy that day. Let's see, we had 54 words, or I found 54 words, and 4 pangrams in here. Analytic, analytical, analytically, and titanically. Some good words. Always enjoy getting clinic, clinical, clinically, and clinician. That's fun. Got cynical and cynically in there. Natant, litany. Some really, really great words in this puzzle. Let's see. Thursday Wordle, guessed in 6 by the skin of my teeth. Started with least again and made it all the way to the final answer where I got it with Fable. Just scraping by over there. Let's see. Thursday's connections, 0 mistakes. We started with green, got yellow, got purple 3rd, and blue was 4th that day. Strands this past Thursday. Not Your Average Joe is the theme, coffee, and I nailed this one perfectly, no hints. Can't say I'm super surprised, even the theme. Okay, moving on to Friday, January 2nd. Themeless. Finished in 9 minutes even. According to the app, that's 7:47 faster than my average, although I do want to make a note that my average times are a little skewed because I will dig back into the New York Times archive when I complete all the games for a given day. And as anyone who's been doing the puzzle for years knows, that the Friday and Saturday were way harder back in the day, especially when shorts first started. The 90s puzzles and even the early 2000s, I'd say, are quite a bit more difficult. And as a result, these days I'm typically finishing Friday and Saturday around the 9-10 minute mark. But the old shorts puzzles can take me 20-30 minutes. So I would say my average time for a modern day New York Times puzzle, again, is in the 9-10 range for Friday, and maybe a little more for Saturdays. But yeah, so 9 flat. One of the things I loved about this puzzle was a clue for 16 across was they rate up to 350,000 on the Scoville scale. The answer is habaneros, and I love that my kids like to tease me for my love of the hottest of hot these days. Every now and then I get myself into a little bit of trouble when I have something that's too hot, but habaneros are among my favorite in the spice world, and so it was a lot of fun to see that in the puzzle that day. Moving on to Spelling Bee for this past Friday. Also Queen Bee. Only 79 points and just 23 words. One pangram that day, it was honey bun. I go back and forth on my preference as to whether or not I prefer a bee with fewer words or many words. 23 is really not a lot of words, but I guess the one nice thing about that is it does enable you to get to Genius / Queen Bee, I think, with a little more ease, generally speaking. I've often wondered if they were going to add a timer to Spelling Bee. I'm guessing people don't want that, but I would be curious to see what my average solve times are, whether I'm faster on a B with fewer words or more. So maybe one day we'll have the answer to that. A couple of fun words here. Hobnob, bonbon. Wordle that day. Ooh, solved in three. Again, started with the least, got no letters, then tried phony, got the P and the O in the right spot, and got proof on the third try. So we'll take that. Connections on Friday was hard. I got it, but I had three mistakes. But I did get purple first, vegetables minus starting letter. Then I had yellow, then I had green, then I had blue. So kind of reverse order. Strands for Friday. My home is where the hearth is, and actually nailed that one without any hints. Spangram was stay warm. All right, moving on to Saturday, January 3rd, crossword puzzle. I did this one in 10:50. As I mentioned, I'm generally 9, 10, 11 minutes on average for Friday, Saturday, so that tracks for sure. Friday and Saturday also almost always have the best fill and the best clues. I really like 19 across, like, the clue is really went for. It's always nice to see some modern slang or lingo in the puzzle, as it were. We've got Au Naturel in the bottom right-hand corner, right above mnemonics, which is really fun. I don't know that I know the word parentese, but we're just going to go with it and assume that that is in fact a word. Saturday, January 3rd, Spelling Bee. Got to genius. This a smaller puzzle than usual, 33 words for me on Saturdays, and I did get the pangram. Or a pangram counselor. But this was a tough one. This took me a while. Let's see. Saturday Wordle, also solved in three. This time, I took the advice of my kiddos, who told me that I should try stale as my starting word, which of course has the same letters as least, but in a different order. So I did. I tried stale, got the S right out of the gate, tried saint, got picked up an I there, and then nailed it in the third try with sitar. So easy Wordle on Saturday. Saturday's connections, couple mistakes. So I struggled with this one a little bit as well, but I did get it in quote unquote correct order, yellow, green, blue, and purple. The purple group I struggled with a bit. We had wet bar, wet blanket, wet nurse, wet willy. And of course, in the blue section, there was also work, and wet work is a phrase as well. So that tripped me up a bit. Strands from Saturday. The theme was, I've never seen that before. I did need a couple of hints, and the spangram was break new ground. And finally, Sunday, January 4th, crossword. I don't love Sunday crosswords. I do them because I want to keep my streak alive. But generally speaking, I don't take a whole heck of a lot of pleasure in doing these. Again, as I mentioned, I'm a themeless fan, and Sunday always has a theme. So this is kind of whatever puzzle for me. I did it in 22:42. Got my streak up to 918 days, and this was apparently 3 minutes and 19 seconds faster than my average Sunday puzzle. But yeah, this was really kind of whatever. I mean, there's some interesting fill here. We've got late bloomers at 100 cross. We've got stop at U2 in the top right-hand corner. But for the most part, you know, I doubling up of the names, I just didn't really do a whole heck of a lot for me. Sunday Spelling Bee. Queen Bee. 42 words total. And just one pangram. Familiarly. But this was a enjoyable grid with a ton of F words. The vast majority of the words in here begin with F. You also had Flim Flam and Riff Raff. Filioli. Alfalfa. Really good puzzle. I enjoyed this grid quite a bit. Wordle for Sunday, January 4th. I started with stale again, got an E out of the gate, tried prose, tried poise, and it ended up being posse. So got that one in four. Connections, did have one mistake today, and the order was yellow for me, then blue, then green, and lastly, purple. Seems like purple is generally my last one. Let's see what else we got. Finally, strands for Sunday, January 4th. The theme is I just know, and I did need a couple of hints for this one. The spangram was sixth sense. And there you have it. Those were the word games for the past week on the New York Times Games app, starting with December 20. And if you liked what you hear, I'd love to hear from you. I've got a couple of ways for you to reach out to me. I am reachable at podcast@gmail.com. And I actually also set up a phone number where you guys can leave me a voicemail. You have any comments or questions about anything that you listened to today, want to tell me that you agreed with me on the puzzle difficulty, or there's something you want me to cover that I didn't, but you can actually call in at 281-944-8871 and leave me a voicemail, and I just might play it on the show. Anyway, that's a wrap. I hope you guys enjoyed what you heard today. And again, Larry Kessler for the New York Times Gamescast signing off here. Hope you guys have a great day and looking forward to talking to you all again next week. All right, take care. Bye.